What if you're afraid of time? What if the idea of time, of every moment going away, one after the other, never to return, becomes almost a phobia? That's the reality for renowned Russian classical pianist and composer Lyra Auerbach. She writes in her autobiographical novel, The Mirror, that she spent her life in terror of time.
I think around the age of 6 or 7 was when the concept of time became troublesome and disturbing. That was the time when I started to realize that I imagined time as some kind of a monster that was devouring the seconds and minutes of our days and bringing us closer to the end. So around the age of 6 or 7 was when perhaps the anxiety started.
In your autobiography, you even use the word terror, I guess. In fact, would you read that little section of your autobiographical novel?
Yes, here is one excerpt where I talk about time, and this is from the novel. It's called The Mirror. In the darkness, in childhood, lying at night with eyes wide open and listening to the ticking of the clock on the wall. Second followed by second, and they knew for certain that those seconds would never return. They sunk into oblivion. Later, this terror intensified, and at the age 12, I would stop the pendulum on the wall clock. I would remove it. I would banish the clock from the room. But all the same, at night, rang out, tick-tock, tick-tock. That was my heart beating. And I had neither the strength nor the will to tear it from my breast.
It's a very real fear. In your real life, if you will, in the life that you're living, you have found ways of accommodating yourself to this, music being the main one, which is interesting in a lot of ways because music is all about time, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Music is the art of sound in time. And in a way, one may say that music is the architecture of time. And it only exists in time.
You can't hear music, you can't play music, you can't even imagine music without a sense of the time in which it is developing. And I guess what I find interesting is that with this terror of it that you had, you would find some solace in perhaps describing time with music?
Oh, absolutely. In one of my poems, I wrote that all my life is a dialogue with time. And this theme of a dialogue with time is quite apparent in both music and also in my poetry. Music is especially an extremely interesting art form because it's so connected with time and because it doesn't exist outside of time. And it also presents many curious questions. For example, in the musical composition, does the time flow from past to future? On one level, one may say that yes, that musical composition starts with the first note and it proceeds until the end. So in a way it flows from the point A to point B while all the metamorphosis and development of the material happens. But there is also another aspect to music, and if we think of any musical composition, we in a way get an essence of the piece, which is condensed to a point. It's almost like a flash. It's the way memory works. We almost experience time vertically, where the past and the future are all condensed to one singular point. And in that way, it's much closer to the way music is conceived, because when a composer gets an idea of the musical composition, the details are unknown, but there is this singular point which already contains all the continuity of the musical composition. So it brings so many levels of dealing with time. For this piece, the dialogue with time, it's a rather tragic work, and the concept behind it is that there is this cage of repeated, very steady notes, and then there is a melodic material that is very human and that is in a way fighting against the gravity of this cage of steady notes. So there is this underlying tragedy and tension between something that wishes to be very free and very unconstrained, which is in a way our human nature, and something that is predetermined and is unchangeable, which is perhaps concept of time.
I wonder if you would talk a little bit about one more piece of music. Could you tell me about After the End of Time?
Yes, this piece is very much like a surreal landscape, apocalyptical nature. It's in a way my fantasy of what is it like if time no longer exists. What happens after the end, if anything? So it's a very surreal musical dream.
And non-existent time in it will not overpower us.
Hopefully.
Lyra Auerbach on Time. Auerbach's a classical concert pianist and composer. Her autobiographical novel is called The Mirror.